Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Labor Senator Fatima Payman has called for the Prime Minister to sanction the Israeli government. In a speech to Parliament, the Senator has labelled the ongoing war in Gaza as a genocide, which Australia has responded to with only performative gestures. She's the first Labor parliamentarian to openly describe what is happening in Gaza in this way. Ms. Payman says she had no option other than to voice her concerns.
My conscience has been uneasy for far too long, and I must call this out for what it is. This is a genocide, and we need to stop pretending otherwise.
Opposition Home Affairs spokesman James Patterson says the government's response to the senator will be a test of Anthony Albanese's leadership. The Prime Minister has called the comments inappropriate. Pro-Palestine protesters remain locked in a building at the University of Melbourne, prompting campus authorities to cancel classes for a second day. The university says it's concerned by the escalation and are working closely with authorities to ensure the safety of everyone involved. At Monash University, student protesters say 9 organisers have been accused of misconduct and threatened with suspension or expulsion. An encampment at Deakin University in Melbourne also remains in place, student organiser Jasmine Duff saying there are no plans to disband the camp. Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico is no longer in a life-threatening condition after being shot. He has undergone surgery, which is understood to have gone well. The 59-year-old leader was shot 5 times as he was leaving a government meeting in the central town of Handlova. A range of world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin and United States President Joe Biden, have expressed their shock and dismay at the shooting. At least 4 people have been killed and dozens more injured in riots following a move to change voting rules in New Caledonia. France has now declared a state of emergency on the Pacific Island. There is also an extended curfew in the capital from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m, along with a ban on all gatherings, the carrying of weapons, and the sale of alcohol. The airport remains closed to commercial flights, leaving a number of Australians stranded. Among them is Marie-Hélène Barbie, who has told SBS News the situation is dire.
We're scared, let's be honest. We're just scared. As I'm talking to you, I'm shaking. we are very worried about what the future is going to hold. I have faith in hopefully the leaders and the elders that they will bring everybody to see like good sense and be logical and stop what they're doing. But yes, we are basically defending ourselves.
Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison has interrupted his promotional book tour of the US to meet with Donald Trump. Australia's 30th Prime Minister posted a photo of him with the presidential hopeful on X, formerly Twitter, hours after Mr. Trump attended court over hush money allegations. Mr. Morrison says their discussions included canvassing the key defence alliance, AUKUS, and that the agreement had received a warm reception. The meeting between the two ex-leaders could allay fears about the AUKUS alliance should the Republican nominee return to power. Migrant communities say they want more transparency on the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The federal government is planning substantial changes to the scheme in order to reduce costs. But Naha Prakash from the National Ethnic Disability Alliance has told SBS these changes could be at the expense of migrants.
We want to make sure that our communities don't miss out, so we do require a lot more transparency around the rollout and to understand what that means for our communities, because they're currently very worried, and so there's a need for it to be clear. We do believe that no person with a disability should miss out on essential supports, Currently in the existing budget, we think there's not a lot of information regarding foundational supports, and we would have liked to see something more on this.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.